the next exciting chapter of Rocktober. So who was here last week? Who saw the amazing item we had? Oh my gosh, that was beautiful. But fear not, it is going to be just as awesome this morning. So let's get into it.
Fantastic. Hope you've enjoyed this series. Yes? You with me? It's been sensational. Well, you wait till next year. October is nearly over, but of course 2019 will come, and you wait to see what we pull out from there. You know, music is something that captures a moment, doesn't it? It captures a feeling, it captures your heart, it speaks to you, it takes you. It's like I said last week, music is the language of the soul, and it's synonymous with times and its places. It helps us, it moves us, it does all that we need it to. I, for one, am always very grateful for our music team. So thank you, Bailey, and your team. Thank you, Paul, this morning. Thank you so much. Well, the Irish rock band U2 have always been a band to watch. Who's a fan of U2? Who's ever seen a U2 concert? Yeah, okay, that's a performance and a half. Forming as high school kids in the mid-70s, they worked their way to stardom with a mix of political, spiritual, and social commentary. Their lyrics, you don't need me to tell you, if you know anything about them, their lyrics are deep. Profoundly deep. They contain imagery and strong religious themes from their background. They like to make people uncomfortable. They like to make a statement. They love to prod your soul with their content to make you uncomfortable and think about what's going on in the world around us. They've not been happy to just make good music, but they are politically active as well. They speak about things of justice, and they do so from that particular Irish background they come from. Well, the meaning of the song for today, Where the Streets Have No Name, according to all those many hundreds, if not thousands, of keyboard warriors, is confusing. And people are not sure what it exactly means as to what the streets have no name. If you are a U2 fan, then I'm sure U2, no pun, or pun intended, will have a view on what it means. The song comes off the ever-popular Joshua Tree album, released in 1987. This album made them what is commonly called now a super band. If you don't know what a super band is, it's one step up from a rubber band. The Joshua Tree album, now 31 years old, and it pains me to say that. 31 years old. Last year they did the tour, the Joshua Tree album tour, 30-year anniversary of it, was their fifth album, arguably their most successful. When it was released in the UK, it went platinum within 48 hours, sold out. As well as today's songs, it contains a couple others you might have heard of. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Heard that one before. And With or Without You. The album got them on the cover of Time magazine. Only four other rock bands before them had done that. They were the fifth, and they received two Grammys for it. But to the song that Paul, impersonating really well, Bono, sang to us, Where the Streets Have No Name. I actually did some background research and found that really difficult song to produce. Took them a long time to do it. And it actually, they allowed several weeks to produce that album, and that one song took most of those several weeks to get right. And they still felt they didn't get it right. They only ever get it right, they say, when they perform it live, which is what you heard today. And you'd agree, wouldn't you? So let's have a look at the song itself. Here, let me read out to you the lyrics. I want to run. I want to hide. I want to tear down the walls that hold me inside. I want to reach out and touch the flames where the streets have no name. I want to feel the sunlight on my face, see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. I want to take shelter from the poison rains where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're still building and burning down love, and when I go there with you. It's all I can do. The city's a flood, and our love turns to rust. We're beaten and blown by the wind, trampled in dust. I'll show you a place, high on a desert plain, where the streets have no name. Where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're still building and burning down love, and when I go there with you. It's all I can do. You know, the title of the song itself is quite intriguing, Where the Streets Have No Name. I found that the writer of the song, Bono, the lead singer of U2, had this to say about the song. And you'd think, all the keyboard warriors aside, you'd think the author would know what he was talking about, wouldn't you? So I'm just going to trust him, what he's got to say. He says, an interesting story that someone told me once is that in Belfast, by what street someone lives on, you can tell not only their religion, but how much money they're making. Literally, by which side of the road they live on. Because further up on the hill, the more expensive the house has become. That said something to me. So I started writing about a place where the streets have no name. I read that and I thought, what sort of funny place is Belfast? I mean, that's strange, isn't it, to know where someone, what someone's about by where they come from. And then I thought, oh my goodness me, that happens here. It happens here a lot. I mean, some of that's economically driven. I mean, who can afford to live in Unley Park or Tuzmore? Not many of us can. But some of it is more than just economics. Some of it's the social standing. I remember growing up on the outskirts of Launceston, and I remember playing one particular high school football game with another from another school, in another high school, and from another suburb, a rough neighbourhood. And they were pretty wild, and we were assured that they had older brothers who were waiting on the sidelines. And so as a team, we decided there were several guys on the field, on the opposition, that we would not tackle. We were thrashed that day. I wonder, though, if you've ever been branded by the place that you have come from or the people that you have hung out with. I wonder if you've ever wished your background was different than what it is. You know, interestingly, Jesus has a conversation at the local watering hole with a lady with some repute, some background history to her story. And she'd had multiple relationships, very clear to Jesus. And, you know, you read that and you think, read it through our lens now and you think, wow, there would have been surely some abuse in those relationships. Expecting from Jesus to get more of the same, she was incredibly surprised when he treated her with dignity and respect. And not only spoke to her well and spoke to her gently, but he indicated to her that her past didn't dictate her future. And what's more, he said, I have the authority to make that happen. And I wonder how true of many of us is that we wish we'd had the same experience with that same Jesus who would tell us those same words, that your past does not dictate your future and that he has the authority to make it so. You see, the thing is that it might be that we've come from the wrong side of town. You don't get to choose where you're born, but it might be that you have chosen to do things that have indeed put you on the wrong side of town, if you get my metaphor. The thing is that conversation that Jesus had with that lady is the same conversation he wants to have with each and every one of us. And he wants to sidle up beside you and say, your past does not dictate your future. And what's more to the point, he has the authority to make that happen. My friends, this is what they call good news. This is what Jesus is about, and this is the business that he is in. And what's more, like I've said a couple of times, he has the actual authority to make it true, not in somebody else's life, but in your life. It's good news for you. I looked this week, and I have lots of times before, at the YouTube clip of this song, Where the Streets Have No Name. And it's shot in downtown Los Angeles. I don't know if anybody has seen it. And it's shot live. I'm sure lots of people have been to LA. And there are parts in LA where it's probably not best to go alone unless, you know, you have a very large security guard walking with you. And you can hear the dialogue of the DJs as they're in the video clip, the YouTube clip of this song. And you can hear them talking in the background about how rough this neighborhood is and how come they chose this neighborhood to do this song, this live version of the songs. And it suggested that the reason they did this, it was inspired by the Beatles, one of the bands that inspired U2. But of all places, U2 set up on the corner of this rough neighborhood on top of a building, which the building is a liquor store. It's a, you know, it's a Bottle-O. And they're setting up there and playing a free concert to a part of the city that would never have the chance to experience something like that ever before. They probably could never afford it. But more part to the point of the part of the city where they're playing to is that the imagery is that they get a chance to see a higher reality than the one in which they see every day. Let me again quote from Bono, the lead singer, the author of the song, "Where the streets have no name is more like the U2 of old than any other song on this LP. Because it's a sketch. I was just trying to sketch a location, maybe a spiritual location, maybe a romantic location. I was trying to sketch a feeling. I often feel very claustrophobic in a city, a feeling of wanting to break out of that city, a feeling of wanting to go somewhere where the values of the city and the values of society don't hold me down." End quote. There's a sense in all of us of a touch of this too. That we too, we know the reality of that which tries to hold us down, and the same time we're being held down, we have that inner voice inside of us saying there is something more and calling us out of that as well. One particular phrase of Jesus comes to mind when I think of this. It's from the New Testament book of John from chapter 10. Some of you might have heard of this before. Jesus says this, "I've come that you may have life and have it to the full." Another version is, "I've come that you might have life and have it in abundance." I love that word, abundance. When Jesus wants to give you abundance, I reckon you should open your arms wide. "Place where the streets have no name is a vision of another reality for us, for all of us, for you, it's for me, so that we develop into the fullness of what God has for us and not be bottled, not be capped, not be held by all that which is around us." There are many things that hold us down, many things that hold us back. There are many things that try and dictate the terms in which we are to live, which we are to operate. Most of those things come from other people. They are driven, let me tell you, by fear and control. But this is not, let me tell you the good news, this is not the Jesus way. The Jesus way is a path of love. It is a path of potential. It is a future of ongoing development and encouragement. And you think, especially when you get older, you think your life is going like this. That is not the Jesus way. Your life is not going like that. Your life is going like this. And opening out to future and possibilities and things that you are yet to realize. It's a road of opportunity. It is the opposite. The Jesus way is the opposite of oppression. As the Bible tells us, it is abundance and life. Is there a hunger in you for that at the moment? Is there a hunger in you for that abundance of life that Jesus offers? You feel the pressure of society, all those things holding you down. Is that gnawing inside of you? Let me tell you, the only way you're going to find it, the only person you're going to find it in is Jesus. And he offers it to each and every one of us as a precious gift for us to take. The third time, let me quote Bono, who reveals in a subsequent interview that he views the lyrics, get this, as unfinished. I wonder what the finished ones look like. Goodness me. He says, "Musically, it's great, and the band deserve credit for that, but lyrically, it's just a sketch, and I was going to go back and to write it out." Don't you resonate with these lyrics? I do. Let me read some poignant ones to you. The city's a flood and our love turns to rust. We're beaten and blown by the wind, trampled in dust. And I'll show you a place, high on a desert plain, where the streets have no name. And over again, you know, I read comments about the meaning of this song. I talked to people about the meaning of this song. And the resonance is that this song is about heaven. It reminds us of heaven. It takes us to the imagining of another reality, another place where a whole stack of things don't matter. A place where another value is in charge, where justice is normal. Can you imagine that? We don't wake up again on a Sunday morning and hear of another mass shooting. Where honesty is everyday common. Could you imagine what that would do for our world? Imagine what that would do for our third world. Where there's no downtrodden, there's no corruption, there's no crime, there's no fear, there's no anxiety. Don't you long for a place like that? That song and our inner beings, the witness inside of us, calls for more. You see, life is not finished. And just like that song, there is more. And this is the hope of someone who throws their lot in with Jesus, who claims him as their Lord. This is the place that all those who are the family of God will inherit forever. Imagine that. No more tears, no more suffering, no more pain. If you've never heard of the story of God's involvement in humanity, let me give it to you in just a nutshell. God made us, but we turned our backs on God thinking we could do it better. Well, actually, we made a real mess of it. We made a real mess of everything. And God wouldn't give up on us, so he sends after a series of prophets and messages to us. He sends his one and only Son, precious to him in the extreme. And in the Son, in those few years that he was allowed to walk amongst us, we see the beauty, the love of God. We see the face of God. We see the perfection of humanity. We see what it looks like. And we go, my goodness me, that is what we were meant to be like. But foolishly, we rejected him. And in the moment of the rashest stupidity of all humanity, we condemned him to death and we killed him in the most horrific way. But God still wouldn't give up, and so he raises his Son from the dead, and then he says, I've raised my Son from the dead, and I invite all those who want to acknowledge him as Lord to join him and to be part of this incredible family that you now have the wonderful privilege to choose if you so want to. So that right now you might live with him and in due course live for him, and those two things come together, for and with him, and that you will no longer be separated, and all those things that ail us will be gone forever. So where the streets have no name is not just a good song to hum along to, not just something to fill up the time. It's actually an invocation. Let me explain what I mean by that. It's inviting us to go somewhere else, to imagine another place, to actively work towards being in another space. It's calling us to the depths of our being. It's a spiritual song, a gospel song. It has spiritual meanings to it. There's only one question that I'm going to leave you with. Here it is. You ready for it? It's the one question. Do you want to listen to the song? Do you want to listen to the song? Let me pray. We hear, God, your words to us over and over again in so many different creative ways. Your words of love to us. Come closer, you say. Lord, help us to hear. Help us to hear through the myriad of other distractions, the other things that cause us to look away, to look left or right, and to not hear exactly what you're saying to us. Speak so that we can understand. And help us to have the courage to take that first step where you meet us at exactly that point. In your name we pray. Amen.